got saved called out on the name of Jesus Christ. Ain't that right? By the name of the Lord. Man, there's power in that name. I said, there's power in that name. I mean, but there's power to save. There's power to give. There's power to heal. There's power to lift up. There's power to cast down. Hey, there's power in that name. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you what, power like this world's never seen. Amen. I mean, buddy, power to change things in a moment, just like that, but to change your life. Amen. Change it for the better. Ain't that right? Boy, what a great God we serve. I mean, boy, I'm telling you what, that's good. Amen. Amen, boy, I'm telling you right now. Boy, if you just can't bless His holy name, something's wrong with you. I mean, boy, He's good. Amen. Boy, better than we deserve. Well, if we all got our just rewards, man, we'd all be in hell. You wouldn't be sitting inside this building today, inside the house of God, if you got your just reward. You'd be in hell. We'd all be in hell. But boy, thank God for Jesus, who died on a cross, shed His precious blood, so that you and I wouldn't have to go to hell. Ain't that right? I mean, but if you'll call out on the name of Jesus, you ain't got to go to hell. Man, if you'll just get up under His blood, Brother Durrell, let them wash your sins away, you won't have to die and go to hell. Amen. You can experience some of this joy that's floating around here this morning. Amen. You might get your shout back. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, God is good. Boy, I love Him this morning. Man, He's good, this old boy. He brought me a long way. How far did He bring you, preacher? Up out of the pits of hell. Amen. Up out of sin. Somebody say amen. Put me on a solid rock and establish my going. Amen. He orders my steps. Am I talking right? Well, if He ain't ordering your steps, you need to get right. Amen. Boy, I love the Lord this morning. Good to see you this morning. Good to be here. Boy, what a prayer. Man, what a meeting thus far. Amen. Boy, the Spirit of God just been coming around here, boy, speaking to us, helping us. Amen. Somebody say, I ain't getting no help. Not because God didn't want to. Amen. Not because God ain't trying. You just ain't receiving it. Amen. You really don't want no help. You're satisfied wallowing in the hog pen. You're satisfied wallowing around in your self-pity. You're satisfied wallowing around in your bitterness. You're satisfied wandering around in your sin. Amen. Hey, you just come on down here and get you some help this morning. Amen. He wants to help you this morning. Amen. If you got your Bibles, open up the book of Matthew, chapter number 13. Heavenly Father, we come to You this morning, Lord, as long as we know how, with a thankful heart. We thank You for this day. We thank You for Your love, Father. Father, we thank You for Your presence, Lord, that we already feel here this morning. God, we ask You to have Your way here this morning, Lord. Help us, God, to forget about the cares of this world for a little while, Lord. God, help us to come together in one mind, one accord, Lord, that we can sit together in heavenly places this morning, Father. Father, I pray You'd open our hearts and our ears to Your word. Lord, let it come in and find a good lodging place in our lives, Lord. God, that it'll change our lives, Lord, so that when we walk out of this place, God, we'll be closer to You. God, we love You this morning. We thank You, Lord. Save that with nearest hell. Deal with that that's far and far off. And we'll praise You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Matthew chapter number 13. We read this the other day, boy and boy, and God just been stirring our heart about it. Amen. Won't let it leave. I thought we'd be preaching somewhere else. God keeps bringing us back in here. So I just found out a long time ago, if God keeps bringing you back to something, you better go and take care of it. God keeps stirring your heart about something, you might as well go on and deal with it. God keeps speaking to your mind and stirring up your mind about something, you might as well come down here and get it right. Amen. Won't know why you can't sleep at night. It ain't because you're so energetic and so right with God. It's because God's troubling your soul, trying to get you right with Him. I pray God won't let you sleep till you get right. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, that's mean. No, what's mean? You keep trampling the blood of Jesus. Keep living out in sin and won't just come on down here and get right. Amen. Want to blame everything else. Want to blame everybody else why you can't sleep. Lord have mercy, I didn't know we were saying anything like that. But I'm telling you right now, if you're having trouble sleeping at night, it might be because you got trouble between you and God. Amen. Amen. Ain't got no trouble sleeping. Amen. I ain't got no trouble sleeping because I ain't got no trouble with none of y'all. I ain't got no trouble with my wife. I ain't got no trouble with my kids. Me and God's got everything right. Oh, I've got room to improve. But I'm telling you right now, whenever I get out of sorts with God, I get out of sorts with my family, I let a little sin come in my life, yeah, I have trouble sleeping. Sit there and toss and turn. Try to turn the TV on to drown it out. Some of y'all say amen. You know you do. That ain't got nothing to do with the message, but man, it'll work. Y'all pray for us this morning. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 1. Same day went Jesus out of the house, sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. He spake many things unto them in the parable, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Well, if we could just get some folks in the house of God, start sowing a little bit. I said, if we could get some folks that say they love God, start sowing a few seeds. Oh, man, we get in the house of God and we shout how we love God. We get on our job and we got locked job. Amen. We don't never say nothing about God to nobody else. Hey, but if they'll bring it up, we'll talk. But, man, if we just get some folks to start sowing a few seed. Hello. Well, Brother Tracy, I would, but, you know, there's just some hard people out yonder. You got that right. And he starts to cover that here in just a minute. You're right. There's some hard folks out yonder. There's some folks that won't hear it. There's some folks that ain't going to have it. There's some folks that'll turn on you. But bless God, there's also some that need a good seed planted in their life. And you out yonder supposed to be sowing. Well, I want to be a sower. Behold, a sower went forth to sow. When he had sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. You hear that? Hey, some folks just ain't going to pay you no attention. Hey, some folks not going to hear it. Hey, some people, no matter how hard you try to witness to them, they will not listen to you. There's people in your family that'll turn a deaf ear to you. What do, Brother Tracy? You just keep sowing. Amen. He didn't stop sowing just because some fell by the wayside. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And I'm telling you, there's some stony places out there. There's a few stony places in here this morning. Hello. And you're not going to stop me from trying to sow that seed. I'm still going to spread it out, yonder. I'm going to let it fall on you anyway. Ain't that right? Because I'm trying to pierce that old stony heart of yours. Amen. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. Forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. Boy, you can get right yonder. Man, you can preach on these shallow Christians. You can preach on these so ain't got no deepness. Ain't got no roots about them. Somebody say amen. Tossed about with every wind of doctrine. Get upset over anything the preacher says, everything the preacher says. You're so out of will of God. You're so hard-hearted. It doesn't matter what the preacher preaches. You sit back there and judge. You sit back there and say, oh, he's just throwing stones. Yeah, that's right. Amen. We've got to understand. We've got to let the Word of God pierce our hearts. Amen. I ain't out of the will of God, Brother Tracy. You mad right now? You out of the will of God. You mad right now? You just fuming you out of the will of God. I'm telling you, your heart ain't right where it should be. I ain't even got started. And you're mad. And I didn't come this way to make you mad. I came this way to help you this morning. Amen. It's amazing how folks will shout as long as you don't preach on their sin. Man, you preach against dipping, man, shouting hallelujah. You preach against smoking, and the dippers are shouting hallelujah as they're wiping their chin. Praise God. Preach against drinking liquor, and the wine bibbers are shouting, praise God. I'm not a drunk, I'm a wino. Amen. Brother Steve talking about this morning, said male chauvinist hog. Somebody corrected him, said a pig. I'm going to tell you something. Pig and hog, same thing. Amen. Wine on the drunk's the same thing. Amen. Sin is sin is sin is sin is sin is sin. Ain't no big eyes and little U's. Hey, my sin ain't no better than yours. Your sin ain't no better than mine. Hey, we've all come sin to come short of the glory of God. Everybody in this building's got a little sin in their life. Amen. Some of us just got more than others. Whoop, whoop, whoop. How about that, friend? Amen. Somebody need to come do business with God. You ain't done business with God in so long. God had to check, see who you are. Man, they some folks, they can call me on the phone, Brother Darrell. I know who they are as soon as I hear their voice. Amen. Hey, some of them, bless God, I got to wait a minute now. Just kind of got to talk to them for a little bit. And then finally they'll say something. I say, oh, okay, now. But then there's that crowd, you know. Excuse, who am I talking to? Boy, I'd hate for God to have to ask me that. Because I ain't talked to him in so long. He don't recognize my voice. Man, this ain't nothing like what we was going this morning. We ain't even got down to the message. Verse 6 says, and when the sun was up, boy, a little bit of trouble come in your life. Things get a little hot for you. Somebody say amen. When the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Well, we don't need to wither away on God. I can tell just as good when somebody starts slipping on God. I can tell. Most of the time I can tell. You know how I can tell? Because they start, I'm sick all the time. I don't feel good all the time. Somebody say amen. I always got an excuse why I can't come to the house of God. Oh, when they used to would come when they had a little sniffle. Now they got a sniffle, but they stay home for 2 weeks. That tells me you're slipping. Somebody shout or grunt or something. Amen. Now, I know folks get sick, they can't make it. I understand that. That's what I'm talking about. Man, I'm telling you, man, I've seen it. I've seen people start slipping on God. Amen. And then all of a sudden, they can't never get off work. Used to make it on Wednesdays. Used to just come like the world. I just ain't getting off in time to get ready now. Come on, somebody grunt for me. Amen. Listen to this. Boy, they start withering away. Some fell among thorns, verse 7, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground. This is what I'm talking about, church. This is why we got to keep sowing. Because there's some good ground out yonder. There's some folks that really want to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. There's some people that really want their lives changed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've got to sow that seed. Somebody said, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Amen. Hey, you want to be blessed 100-fold? You can have it right here. All you got to do is get out yonder and work for God. Amen. You can get blessed 60-fold or 30-fold, just whatever you want. Oh, y'all getting quiet on me this morning, ain't you? And the disciples, he said in verse number 9, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not. Hello. I'm going to let that sink in a little bit. Somebody said, I don't understand that. He's finna get in on this. Therefore spake I unto them in parables, because seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not. Neither do they understand. You have ears to hear with, but you don't hear what thus saith the Lord. You have eyes to see with, but you ain't seeing what God's trying to show you. And you have a heart to understand with, but you're not paying attention. You're not allowing that good seed in. Amen? Now listen to what he says here. Therefore, spake I unto them, because they seeing, they see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them, verse 14, is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. Well, this people's heart is waxed gross. This people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Jesus wants to heal your heart today. Believe that without body, the Lord has begun to show me some things in this, and Jesus wants to heal your heart today. He wants to help you today. He said, verse 15, for this people's heart is waxed gross. That word gross means thick, to thicken, to fatten, to render callous. You know what callous is? Insensitive to the sufferings of others. Coarse. You become hard and cold and bitter. You become insensitive to what other people are going through. You become insensitive to other people's feelings. You become insensitive to other people's sufferings. You become coarse. You become hard. You become bitter. You become cold. You become angry. Oh, y'all gonna get quiet on me now, ain't you? Hey, this is Jesus speaking. This is what he said. He said, your hearts have become gross. Hello. I'm telling you right now, buddy, there's churches filled with gross hearts this morning. People that's bitter, people that's hurting, people that's callous, they're insensitive. They could care less about what you're going through, because to them, it's all about what they've suffered. It's all about the wrong that's been done to them. It's all about what somebody put them through. And they could care less about what you're going through. And Jesus says their hearts have become gross, become fatted, become full of everything but the right thing, become full of all the stuff of the world, all the things that bring you down, all the things that separate you from your happy and from your joy and from the love that others have for you. Somebody say amen. Oh, Brother Tracy, I like them shouting messages better. But these folks hurting. These folks that Jesus said, today I want to heal your heart. You need a heart healing is what you need. Amen. You need to quit looking around and blaming everybody else and start looking at yourself. Your ears have become dull of hearing. Dull of hearing. Heavily, weighty, burdensome, heavy. You've started tuning out the Word of God because it's become a burden to you. Hello. Because Brother Tracy preaches too hard. You can't stand it about once a week. You used to be here every time the doors open. Hello. I'm preaching too hard this morning, ain't I? Dull of hearing. The Word of God's became a burden to you. The Word of God's become hard for you to live by because of the things that's in your life. The Word of God rubs you the wrong way. The Word of, so what you do is you shut it out. You keep it away. You don't listen to it. You close down the preacher because your heart's gross. Hello. Am I talking right? Oh, yes, some of you's already formed an opinion about me this morning. Yeah. And all I'm doing is preaching you what's right. I'm telling you, Jesus says you need a heart healing. He wants to heal your heart this morning. Amen. Amen. You become insensitive. You become bitter and cold and angry. Somebody shout or grunt or just sit there. Just look at me. Don't say much. He said, your ears and hearing have become dull by hearing the word of God. Boy, you don't want to hear it. He said, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Who? You. You've closed your eyes. You refuse to see the sin that's in your life. You know what that word closed means? To shut down, to close the eyes. You have shut down. You have shut down on God. You have shut down. You have shut down on your home, on your family. You have shut down. You have closed your eyes. You refuse to look in the mirror and take a long, hard look at yourself and say, God, what's wrong with me? It's always what's wrong with somebody else. You're always looking at somebody. You have closed your eyes to your sin. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hallelujah, preacher. You're preaching it now. Oh, yeah. Closed your eyes. Jesus said your heart's waxed gross. And there's reason. It's because you're not listening to the Word of God. It's because you refuse to see the state that you are in. How you know that? Because we're fixing to cover that in what He said right here. In what He said. Amen. It's easy to play the blame game. Have you ever done that? Hit me. Not real hard. You hit like your daddy. Hit me, man. Hit me like your mama. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. Now get on to me, Brandy. What you doing hitting my boy? Say it. He hit me first. He hit me first. He hit me first. Hit me. Hit me. Go ahead, Lamar. Ask me why I hit your boy. Because he hit me first. He's acting like you. He hit me first. It's his fault I hit him. He hit me first. My Bible tells me to turn the other cheek. Oh, we always want to justify our actions by what somebody else has done. Yeah, he hit me first, but bless God, I ought to be praying for him. And I'll say, God, fix that boy. Give him an arm like his mama instead of his daddy. Something he can defend himself with or something. You can be seated. Go ahead, cross your legs. Thank you. But man, we'll look at what somebody done to us and we'll justify what we're doing because of what they done. Let me tell you something. Just because they've sinned doesn't give you a license to sin. Just because they sin against God doesn't give you the right to sin against God. You're going to have to answer for what you've done. You ain't going to answer for what they've done. You've got to give God an answer for why you've allowed sin to creep in your life and make your heart gross. Am I talking right? I can blame him all day. Yeah, sure, he struck out at me first. But bless God, God's going to hold him accountable for that. But God's also going to hold me accountable for what I've done after that. Amen. Oh, boy. We don't like to hear that, do we? But we've closed our eyes. We say, well, he hit me first. So that gives me every right, Jacob, to hit him back. But it doesn't. Not if I'm a child of God. Not if I'm going to be right with God. I can blame him, but it's not him that's got to lay down and go through what I've got to go through in my mind and in my heart not being right with God. What am I going to do when he gets right and I'm still blaming him for what I've done? Your heart's waxed gross because you've closed your ears to the Word of God. You closed your eyes to your sin. You've justified yourself. Self-justification. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got every right to, Brother Tracy. I've got every right to defend myself. Sure you do. Yeah. You've got every right in the world to be out of the will of God. It's not going to make it right.
Amen.
Amen. It is not going to make it right. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Gross. Your heart ain't right. You become insensitive to the sufferings of others. Insensitive to the suffering you're putting our Lord Jesus Christ through. Well, Brother Tracy, he's talking to the sinners. No, he's not. We'll get this here in just a minute. Well, let's move on. They have closed their eyes. Listen to this. Let's just start over. For this people's heart, verse 15, is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes. You know what Jesus wants you to do? You know what Jesus wants you to do? You've done shut down today. He wants you to open up. He wants you to open your eyes this morning and see your state. He wants you to open your eyes and see where you are this morning. He wants you to open your eyes and see how your life lines up with Him. Not how it lines up with Calvary Baptist Church. Not how it lines up with the church down the street. Not how it lines up with Mama and Daddy. Not how it lines up with anything, but how does your life stand and line up with the Lord? It's time some of you open your eyes and look in the mirror and see where you stand with God. Amen. And you know what was wrong 20 years ago is still wrong today?
Amen.
Am I talking right? What was wrong 6 months ago is wrong today. Amen. We let things creep in our life and we just try to act like it ain't wrong no more. Oh, it was wrong then. But man, if we see somebody else doing it, praise God, we'll crucify them. Man, we'll print it up on a bulletin. We'll put it on a billboard. We'll stand up and tell everybody what they've done. I'm telling you, if you're one of them blabbermouths, your heart's waxed gross, you ain't right with God either. You need to calm your tongue. Quit talking about everybody. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hallelujah right there, preacher. Amen, you big fat gossip. Amen, you busybody, always running around getting in everybody's business, minding everybody's business but your own. Bless God, you need to mind your business, you need to mind your home, and maybe things wouldn't be so bad there. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Sweep around your own back door for you. Sweep around mine, honey. Amen. You big, fat, busybody, keep your nose out of my business. Amen. Let me tell you something. You got plenty of business to mind of your own. Amen. Your heart's gross. Preaching too hard this morning, ain't I? Well, he said, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. You know what he wants you to do this morning? He wants you to listen to what the Spirit of God's trying to tell you this morning. What the Word of God's trying to get in your life. He wants you to open up and he wants you to listen up. And then something will happen. You will lighten up. Hello. Somebody just need to loosen up, but anyway. He said, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. It's time for you to listen. If you got any confidence in this old preacher, listen to him this morning. If you don't, you need to do one of two things. You need to vote me out. You need to leave. You ain't going to get right with God because I'm not going to change. Plain and simple. Find one you do have confidence in. I'm telling you, you could get one of them, you know, to keep everything just like so. And they've got the degree to prove it. And they can stand up there in one spot and they can tell you everything. And they can just break the Word of God down just so perfect. I can't do that. I can't stand still. I can't do that. I can't be dignified. I just can't. I ain't. That's not me. Amen. Now, I ain't got nothing against them, but that's not me. I'm a shouter. Amen. I ain't ashamed of it. I'm a crier. I ain't ashamed of my tears. Amen. I'll jump and holler and scream and shout and spit. And I ain't ashamed of it. And I ain't afraid to admit it. Amen. Have them ask me at work, what kind of preacher are you, man? I'm one of them shouting, spitting, slobbering, sweating, Holy Ghost filled. Somebody say amen. Amen. Not no tongue talking. Amen. But I speak where you can understand me. Amen. I want to make sure you get it. Amen. I want to make sure you know why you're mad. Ain't that right? Amen. Amen. Won't have to go out guessing. Wonder what he was saying. It made me mad. Mad don't even know why you're mad. Amen. I want to make sure you know. Amen. You take that other garbage and get rid of it. Hallelujah. Right there, friend. Amen. But I want you to open your ears this morning and listen to the Word of God. Let the Spirit of God speak to your heart. Because here's what will happen. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart. And when you start to lighten up, I'm not talking about unloading all the... What will happen is you will start to brighten up. Some of you is wandering around in darkness. You ain't lost. You ain't lost. You're just so cold and bitter. You got your eyes closed and you're just wandering around in the darkness. And Jesus wants to heal you. Jesus wants to help you to come into the light. Somebody say amen. Amen. You've been there. You know what it's all about. You know what it's like when you're right with God. Somebody say amen. Amen. You know what it's like, buddy, when you come down to the house of God and the man of God's up preaching, you shout. Amen. Some of you is experiencing what it's like to sit there. Just have to sit there. Just have to sit there. Just have to sit there. It's because your heart's waxed gross. You've gotten bitter, cold, insensitive. Are you hearing me? Amen? Callous, coarse, harsh, angry. Amen? Now here's what happened. It should be converted. And that word, I looked that up. That means to revert back, to come again, to return to. Did you know that? So see, you've been there before. And Jesus wants you to get back there. Because if you'll open your ears and your eyes and allow the Word of God to reach your heart, you will come back to a better state of mind. You hearing me? You will come back to feeling the presence of God in your life. You will come back to unity with your church, with your family, with your friends, with your preacher. Amen? He said, lest they at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. To understand means to put together, to comprehend. I like that word, to put together, are those words. To put together. Some of y'all's got some divisions in your lives that don't need to be there. You've got some relationships that's divided. You need to put them back together. Hello? Trying to help you this morning. Jesus wants to heal your heart. Oh, I know what it's like to have a broken heart. I know what it's like to be hurt. I know what it's like to have people turn on you. Doesn't feel good. But you know what? I also know this. I'm not going to let what they done rob me of my joy with my Savior. Rob me of a relationship. Are you hearing me? With my Savior that I know I need. Amen. I'm not going to let them cause me to walk around in darkness. I'm not going to let them cause me to walk around in bitterness. I'm not going to let them cause me to walk around insensitive. Somebody say, hey, I'm not going to let them cause my heart to become gross. I know what it's like to be hurt. Heartbroken. Yeah. Brother Tracy's been there. But I know what it's like to be converted and come back to the Lord. Are you hearing me? And allow Him, and I like this part, to heal me. Some of us need to work on us. Quit trying to work on everybody else. God said to tell you this morning, you need to work on you. You need to work on you. You need to work on you this morning. Would you come this morning at this altar call and let Jesus heal your heart? Would you? Would you? Y'all come get a song. That's the message this morning. Somebody here needs a healed heart.